You're listening to a Bucks Plus audio production on the Bucks Plus Network.
This is Bucks in Six.
That's for the culture.
A full Bucks recap after every single game. Here's Greg Matzik.
Wednesday night basketball in Charlotte, North Carolina, as the Bucks look to snap a four-game losing streak against a Hornets team that entered the night with a record of 12-35. Giannis went through his typical pregame warm-up but was a late scratch due to calf tightness. Allow the likes of Brook Lopez to pick up the scoring slack.
Moving to his right from Lopez on the right elbow, reverses to the left wing. Deep three from Brook rattles home as we get that first three-point basket brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Bucks lead 3-2.
Threes were the theme of the night for the Bucks, with Milwaukee's big man carrying the torch in the first quarter.
Dame, left elbow, kicks back to Brook. He's trying to respond with another three, splashes the net. Brook Lopez, 2-for-2 for three. We're off to a hot start inside the Spectrum Center, tied at 8 apiece between the Bucks and Hornets.
Brook's third triple of the first made it 18-14 Bucks.
Swings it over to Brook Lopez. He'll fire another three. This one is pure. Nothing but the bottom of the net for Brook Lopez, who has three triples here in the first quarter in the Bucks' lead, 18-14.
His fourth three made it 21-16.
As Lillard thought about a three, gets to Lopez. He checked three left wing. Why not? Brook Lopez. Timeout Hornets. Brook Lopez unconscious in the first quarter. He's got four threes. Bucks lead 21-16.
Milwaukee sizzling from the field in the first, taking a 31-23 lead thanks to 70% shooting. Gary Trent Jr. entered the three-point party as Milwaukee pushed its lead to double digits.
Portis squares the basket. Double team comes. Gary Trent left alone. He fires the three and buries it. And the Bucks lead 38-26.
38-26 Bucks after one. Milwaukee, not quite as sharp in the early going of the second, scoring just 3 points in the first 4 minutes of play.
Dame double team gets it to A.J. Green. He's left open for three, and it's good. Just a little pick and pop from A.J. Green, and Derry Bird hits his first three of the ball game. Bucks back up by 10.
From there, the Hornets would rattle off seven straight to draw to within three. The Bucks' response, a 10-0 run to boost the lead back to 13.
Here's Lillard in the paint the other way, reverses out to Torian Prince. He'll fire a three, it's good. Torian Prince hits the triple, his second of the game. Fourth in the NBA in three-point percentage, and the Hornets want a timeout to talk about it.
The next trip down the floor, another deep ball, this time from Damian Lillard.
Nate left on the shot clock, screen moving to his left, steps into a three, and it's pure. Damian Lillard now up to 16 here in the first half. He's got a couple of triples.
Every time the Hornets made a move, the Bucks responded in a momentum-halting manner.
Portis backing his way down, works his way, flips it up, hard off the glass and through, plus a foul. Portis with a look to the bench saying, hey, you guys see that? It was a hard foul. And just on his way up, he had just enough control of it to flip it at the rim, and he was able to bank it home.
Bobby Portis back in the lineup for the first time since January 3rd following the passing of his grandmother. 66-53 Milwaukee at the half. The second half started the same way the first half ended for the visiting team.
Ajax swings it around. Portis, Prince in the corner. Wide open three is good. Michelob Ultra 3 from Torian Prince. He's up to 11 points. Three threes for him. The Bucks lead 69-56.
11 points on the night for Prince on 3 of 4 shooting from deep. Also catching fire in the third, Lillard.
Step back three, left wing, hand in his face. Doesn't matter for Dame. As he'll hit his third three of the ball game. 21 points for Lillard.
Dame's step back three made it 72-59 Bucks less than 1 minute into the second half. Lillard affecting the game inside and out on his way to a team-high 29.
Lillard crossed over behind his back once again. Now attacks downhill through a shoulder into KJ Simpson to get him off and then hit the floater. Dame's got 23 points and the Bucks opening up a nice lead here in the third quarter, 76-59.
After trimming the lead to 9, Lillard scored 4 straight for the Bucks. The Hornets would go on a mini run, ending the third, scoring 6 of the final 8 points of the quarter to make it 86-77 entering the fourth. From there, Charlotte would score the first bucket of the fourth quarter to make it 86-79. Cue Bobby Portis once again.
Top of the arc, gets back to that left elbow, kicks back out to Bobby. He'll step into a three straight on as pure. Big Michelob Ultra three there from Bobby Portis. Pushes the Bucks' lead back up to 10.
Back-to-back threes from Portis put a quick end to the Hornets' run, pushing Milwaukee's lead back to 13.
Bobby on the right wing. He'll fire another three. Why not? Bobby Portis, back-to-back threes, and the Bucks lead by 13. Portis up to 21.
23 on the night for Bobby. Credit the Bucks for preventing the Hornets from making a fourth-quarter run. A three by Nick Smith was answered by Gary Trent Jr., part of a 9-2 Bucks run that all but salted the game away.
Rollins gets the screen from Portis, now gives it up to Bobby. Hands it off to Connaughton, left wing, down to the left corner. Catch and release three. Green splashes the net. A.J. Green, his second three of the ball game.
And from there, the Bucks would cruise to a 10-point win.
Bucks entered the game with a four-game losing streak. That's gone. They win tonight on the road over the Hornets. 112-102 behind 29 points, 12 assists from Damian Lillard, and 23 points and 17 rebounds from Bobby Portis.
Five Bucks scored in double figures.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.